What are we going to do as a church? Our souls need to wake up. We need to respond to the gospel of Jesus. He said, go into the world.
We don't want to deal with reality, Christian. We don't even want to deal with reality, even though we've been saved from this place.
I'm calling on you today in the name of Jesus to rise up to the call of God. Christ is coming back soon.
If I start telling people about hell, I might just scare them off. Where are you going to scare them off to? Hell number two? People, stop thinking about it. If hell really exists, and it does, I didn't say that Jesus did, then don't you think people need to know about it? Can't you at least give them a fighting chance? Or are you just going to sit there and let them burn?
This is Chris from Don't Let Them Burn. Welcome to our show. Now remember, you can reach us on don'tletthemburn.com. You can reach us on Twitter, Facebook, and also you can reach us on Patreon if you want to donate to our cause, even if it's a dollar. But you can also just, you know, like and share the video. You can also reach us on Fundly, and you could also reach us on teespring.com for a cool shirt or a mug. Now today we're going to be tackling the subject of artificial intelligence with our guest, Pastor Billy Crone. Now this is a very important subject for our time. Everything is boiling up to the coming annihilation of mankind and the great tribulation. So, hey, Pastor Billy, how you doing?
Well, hey, thanks again, Chris. It's always a pleasure to be on, and certainly a hot topic this week and hot timing too. Would like to share, if that's all right with you, we got a new resource just came out literally today. We have a new book called Drones, Artificial Intelligence, and the Coming Human Annihilation. And so certainly those are some topics that are finally breaking the news, and something that, as you're well aware of, we've done the research on this a couple years back, but it was like, you know, we were kind of ahead of the curve, so to speak. Not saying that to boast, but I think we stumbled across something that, frankly, people are now just catching up to. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue of this drone technology. And combined with an artificial intelligence that's controlling it all literally on a global basis. And when you start talking about that, you know, of course, people say, well, hey, man, that sounds familiar. That sounds like Arnold. That sounds like a Terminator movie. Well, that's exactly what's going on. Basically, the Terminator movies is about to become our reality. And it's a much further along than people really realize. And so we're getting these resources out to get people equipped.
I've been doing a lot of research on this, and I'm seeing all of the automated cars, self-driving trucks. And in fact, they have the first self-driving delivery truck on the road now. So it's all becoming more of a reality in our public sector.
Yeah, it is. And I really think that that's just all part of a conditioning process. I certainly think that Hollywood, a lot of the times, you know, people think Hollywood's just entertainment. No, it's an educational tool and it's a propaganda tool. And I think that if anything, Hollywood has prepared us for this crazy reality that we thought it was just a science fiction movie, but it really is what they were preparing down the road, and it's happening right now. It's not coming. It's already here, and people don't realize that. But the conditioning, I agree, Chris, it's everywhere. We're going to see drones. We're going to see AI-assisted equipment, AI-controlled equipment all over the world and virtually every sector of society to control. Now, what's interesting is when you look at the Bible in Revelation 13, you see two entities, the Antichrist and the false prophet, and they're going to be doing just that. They're literally going to be controlling the planet down to a micromanaging level. And I say that because if you read that passage there in Revelation 13, before you get to the mark of the beast, it says what these two people are going to be up to. They're going to make, they're going to order, they're going to cause, they're going to force people, four different verbs there, force them to do whatever they say they're going to do on a global basis. And if you don't do what they say, you're going to die. And so you look at that passage written nearly 2,000 years ago, and you're going like, well, how is two guys going to literally micromanage the planet to the point where they know whether anybody on the planet is doing what they say they want them to do or not doing it, and then can dish out an order and take them out? Well, all this technology that's being put into play that we're being conditioned to is, I believe, part of that fulfillment. This rise of all this drone technology and artificial intelligence that controls it, because you need a superhuman intelligence to control something like this on a global scale. It's beyond human intelligence. Well, that's being developed too. Well, and let me give you some examples of how we're being conditioned to this. And you brought up the one aspect with self-driving cars and things of that nature. That's the tip of the iceberg. Think of every sector of society. It's all being automated. You don't need humans anymore. And of course, just getting used to the idea of having drones flying in the sky. You know, we see that in the private sector, right? You know, for the last couple of years in a row, the biggest item that everybody has to have for Christmas is you got to buy a drone. And these drones could be not, they're equipped with cameras, and you could look at your neighborhood and you could spy on your neighbors. Unfortunately, a lot of people are doing that too. But also these drones, they work together with microchip technology that like sportsmen's, like if you're kayaking or if you're skiing or if you're riding your dirt bike through a canyon or something, these drones with a GPS device on your wrist can follow you. It tracks you in real time and, of course, films you. And then you're going like, well, so what's the big deal about that? Well, that's not too far away from, can you imagine if the whole planet had some sort of a tracking technology device on them? Not attached to the wrist like a watch, like a GPS device, but imagine if they got some sort of a, let's say, microchip on the right hand of the forehead, right? And that's exactly what these things would be able to do. They would be able to track, hunt down, find anybody on the planet. And people are already getting used to that using external devices with drone technology. So each company in the private sector, and then you're thinking, well, nobody's going to do that. Well, we expose how even here in the United States, but certainly around the world, people right now are warming up to this microchip implant technology. They want it. In fact, workplaces, we expose videos on this. Workplaces are actually encouraging their employees to just go ahead and get the microchip implant so that you could buy food in the cafeteria, so you could use it to log on to your computer, so that you can use it to open up the access to the office building itself, so that you could use it to start your car, and on it goes. And again, this isn't just the individual. You know, people say, well, that's just those wacky individual, you know, technology extremists. No, this is actual companies. And we even quote one guy who even said this. This is the guy at the company. He said, well, basically, we're just trying to get our employees used to this before the government makes it a mandate. And I mean, that's an actually stated statement. It's crazy. But you're seeing this come into place. And when you it makes no sense unless you understand what the Bible has to say is going to happen in the last days. But again, that's just the private sector. That's coming into the workplace. Everybody thinks it's just about entertainment with all this drone technology, and no, it's not. Another area is the media sector. Hollywood is going crazy over these, and news outlets too, is going crazy over all this drone technology. And that's because, hey, you don't need to rent a helicopter, pay for a helicopter or pilot to get all these incredible shots, you know. You can use a drone. And again, these drones are equipped with cameras. And if you think it's going to stop with these drones in the sky, just only taking a video of people when it comes to a news item or a Hollywood movie, you're kidding yourself. In fact, right now, not coming, already in place, are video cameras in the sky via satellite technology and drones that orbit in low altitudes that you can't even see. In fact, they are monitoring right now whole cities, and not just pictures, but video. In fact, they're videoing them, and we actually demonstrate how these same entities are not just videotaping from the sky right now, whole cities, but they can actually go back in time and go, hey, I wonder what so-and-so was doing 3 days ago. They literally back up the tape. It's all high def, right, full color, all the way down to seeing pavement on the ground, and they could see what you were up to days before. This is not technology that's coming. This is technology that is already here. Then you see the drones are being used for the agriculture industry. You don't need a drone. They're droning out tractors that can be controlled via satellites. They can spray pesticides. They can look for water and crop yields and do all this. You don't need a farmer anymore. You don't need humans anymore for your food supply. Now you're going like, well, what's that got to do with? Well, what's interesting, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 6, that in the seven-year tribulation, the first half, that there's going to be such a huge global famine that food is going to be dished out. And in fact, you're going to have to work for your food. And it says there are a quart of wheat for a day's wages and 3 quarts of barley for a day's wages, and don't damage the oil and the wine. So apparently, all the food is going to be corralled into an entity, a global entity, that in this time of crisis in the seven-year tribulation, people are going to have to work for their food supply. Well, in order for that to happen, then we need to see that our food supply is now controlled on a global basis. Well, again, that's what's happening with this drone technology. In fact, most people don't realize this, but right now our food supply on the planet is down to three entities, last time I checked, and that's Cargill, Monsanto, ConAgra, and Novartis ADM, Archer Daniels Midland. And those three entities basically run the food supply on the planet. Most people have no idea. In fact, listen to this. This is a direct quote from Duane Andreas. He's the former chairman of Archer Daniels Midland, one of the people that controls the food supply. And he says, listen, the food business is far and away the most important business in the world. Everything else is a luxury. Food is what you need to sustain life every day. Food is fuel. You can't run a tractor without fuel. Listen, and you can't run a human being without it either. Food is the absolute beginning. Beginning of what? Of those who control the global food system, and they basically control the world. And that's what's happening too. So all this is being automated. It's all being controlled behind the scenes. Most people have no clue. You don't need people anymore to develop your food supply. Well, again, the danger of that is, guess what? In a time of crises, you can't be self-sufficient. You have to go to some global entity to get your food supply. And that's exactly what was written nearly 2,000 years ago. The Bible said would happen in the seven-year tribulation. But then we see that the drones are coming into the commercial sector. And this is a big one. This is where we see Amazon is one of the leaders with this. And the commercial sector is what? That's stuff that we what? We buy and sell, right? In fact, a drone technology, Amazon, they're big on that technology, and they have a service that they're hoping to get out real soon. It's called Amazon Air, and that for their special members, you can get your product drone delivered within 30 minutes or less of your order. And it's huge. This is serious, folks. This is really coming. We even exposed some of their commercials, not making it up, of how it's going to be awesome. You're in a hurry, you push this button, you order it from Amazon, a drone will deliver it to your house in 30 minutes or less. Not making it up, folks. And so again, now you got entities where they are literally being a part of a process that's all automated down to not just your food supply, but everything else that we buy. The products, everything you can think of, medicines, you name it, can be controlled, automated with this kind of technology on a global basis, what you buy and sell. Now, when you start talking about that, now you're back at Revelation 13. You're back to the Mark of the Beast scenario. It's not just that the Antichrist and the false prophet have the ability to make, order, force, cause those to obey them. And if you don't obey them, to die, meaning they can micromanage the planet. And with this drone technology spying everything on the planet, you'll know exactly what people are up to. But at the same time, this same technology is being used to control what is being bought and sold around the planet, including the food supply. It's just all this same technology is exploding so many different Bible passages all over the place. And then you're thinking, well, hey, I'm just going to run to my bug out shelter and I'm going to hide from this and they'll never find. Are you kidding me? First of all, with this technology, they're going to see everybody's up to. There's no place to hide. Okay. And also they've already, if you will, thought of that, you know, and they're actually also, as you mentioned earlier, Chris, they're droning out the transportation sector, right? Every vehicle you can think of, not just cars, not just trucks, everything is now being pushed. And to have automated vehicles. And again, it's the old conditioning factor. It's convenience, right? I mean, hey, don't you want to cut down on driving fatalities? Because this computer could drive it better than you. And hey, you hear about people getting wrecks because they're so tired and fatigued. And well, hey, you have an automated car. You can take a nap while you get to work, you know, or coming home, et cetera. I mean, it's all that convenience factor. Now, what they're not telling you, and we expose this, is once you drone out all your transportation, it's all computerized. And that means it controls your steering wheel, it controls your brakes, it controls how you stop, it controls your acceleration, it controls your engine, it controls your locks, it controls everything about your car. It's all being computerized. Just like a regular computer, what they're not telling you is that can be hijacked. And we actually are demonstrating where people can hijack the new cars coming out. And look at the commercials that's going on right now. You don't even need to learn how to parallel park. Cars will parallel park for you because it's all computerized. You don't even need to slam on the brakes if you're not paying attention. The car will automatically slam on the brakes for you in case you're not paying attention. Well, all that's computerized, but again, it could be hijacked. And we actually demonstrate how people have been able to hijack the computer system in cars via a cell phone, Wi-Fi, things of that nature, which is another new thing that they're putting in cars, Wi-Fi, and they can actually take control of your car. Now, that's kind of creepy on a Big Brother thing, because then you start to say, well, why did that car all of a sudden veer off the road and slam into a telephone pole? How come that car all of a sudden just went over the bridge and landed on the ground and burst into flames? I'm sure that was just a coinkydink. It was an unfortunate accident. Really? Folks, somebody can hijack the vehicle, take control, and take people out, and nobody would know. That's what's scary. And again, it's not just cars. Every piece of transportation you can think of. I'm talking trains. I'm talking planes, subways, everything. Is they want to get rid of the human element and control your whole transportation system. So now you think, well, there's no place to hide. I mean, when the hammer comes down and this crazy stuff goes on, and they pull the trigger on all this stuff, and they put it into play on a global basis, and you can't hide. You think you're going to start your car? You ain't going nowhere. You think you're going to jump in your truck? You ain't going nowhere. No, I'm just going to take the subway to get out of city. You ain't going. No, I'm going to hop on a plane. You're not going anywhere. All this is being automated. The net is closing in around us. And that's why we call the documentary. We did a documentary on this, a 14-hour one called Attack of the Drones, Skynet is Coming. And again, the book, the companion book for that, we just released today, Drones, Artificial Intelligence, and the Coming Human Annihilation. Folks, this is all documented. It's not make-believe. It's really coming to the planet.
The thing that many people are probably not realizing right now is a lot of jobs will be gone, and they will mandate a universal income for everyone. And I'm seeing this talked about in the European Union already. I just want to run down a few headlines real quick here. You have one where it says connected cars will run on your personal data. So this is all connected to the internet and every infrastructure. And then we have here, it says that forget Boston Dynamics robot dogs, Purdue's microbots are the real nightmare. You take a look at that video, everyone, and you'll probably get a little freaked out, because it looks like little tiny little thing, little slim robots just flipping on the ground, just coming for you. and then we have small DARPA drones fly without human or GPS help. There goes that autonomous factor, that self-sufficient drone. They do what they want to do when they want to do it, and no one is there to stop them unless there's a kill switch. There's so much going on in this. And then Iran now announces a mass production of bomb-carrying drones. Iran. So, you know, go ahead.
Well, you know, and that's a perfect segue, Chris, because we go from not just the invasion of the drones, okay, but how these drones are being equipped for the first time in mankind's history with weaponry to take people out. And we're talking every kind of drone. Right. Not just, you know, we think that's just the Predator drone that they're using over there in the Far East and in the Middle East. And they're just getting rid of those bad guys. Well, see, what happened, folks, is we thought they were just going to leave them there. And then we rationalized that, oh, it's OK to take those people out from the sky with these armed drones because they're bad guys. Well, what happens if, I mean, who defines the bad guy? That's the proverbial problem. Right. What if just something as simple as you're a Christian and you're not going to go along with this one world religion that says all religions lead the same way? Well, you can't, because you're a Christian, because Jesus said, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. That's what he says. What if the world says we have to have complete tolerance of any and all behavior? And what the world says, and that means you need to accept homosexuality and pedophilia and all that stuff that's being promoted today. And you're saying, I can't do that. That goes against God's law. There's no way. Well, what's going to happen is you, Christian, will become the next terrorist, right? Right. And in fact, they're using the same terminology on you and I, the evangelical Christian, today, as the Muslim terrorists that they say it's okay to have these drones take those people out from the sky, right? What are they calling us? We're not just Christians. We're what? We're right-wing fundamental extremists. We're fundamental terrorists. You look at some of the Hollywood and the people, what's the terminology against the Christian? You have actual people in Hollywood saying that Christian extremists are just as dangerous as fundamental extremists. It's crazy. So again, you flip the switch and you get this technology all over the planet, And it's being militarized, not just monitoring you from the sky, but being militarized. Hey, folks, they'll hunt and take you out too. And you think, well, they'll never do that here. Well, folks, boy, we exposed this one, man. This is like 2 years ago, and it's really coming alive now. And the previous administration, the Obama administration, most people have no clue. He did some stuff with the border. And one of the things that they came up with in the Obama administration to, quote, fix the border problem is, and we document this. You can see this with your own eyes if you get the videos or read the book. And but they wanted to fix the border. How? Not building a wall, but having 30,000 surveillance drones in the United States. Not 3, not 30, not 300, not 3,000. 30,000 surveillance drones, like the Predator drones that they're using over there in the Middle East, in American soil. And of course, don't worry, we're just going to use it to monitor the border and the bad guy. And you're thinking, man, that's crazy, right? Well, yeah, it's crazy. And again, it's just getting us conditioned. Oh, and by the way, we have this on tape. Obama actually said that he really likes using drones to kill people. And we got that actually on tape. You can see that. So you're thinking, okay, well, okay, that was the Obama administration. We don't have to worry about them having 30,000 of these drones monitoring us, equipped with weaponry from the sky here in the United States. I'm glad that's over. Really? Folks, what is the ongoing, continual hot topic right now? The border, right? And what keeps going back and forth? Are they going to get the wall? They're not going to get the wall. They're going to get the wall? They're not going to get the wall. You're not going to get the wall. I'm going to get the wall. The wall, the wall, the wall. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say, thus saith the Lord. But maybe they're going to implement another technology, another means to monitor the border, because they're just such a ruckus about building this wall. I wonder if they would go back to something that's already on the books and say, all right, I'll tell you what. We'll make a compromise. We will just we'll just have these drones for our safety, for our good, yeah, monitor the skies around the border. And you're thinking, well, that would never happen. Folks, already you're looking at the current administration. They're already compromising on things that were promised they would never compromise on. So if you don't think that's a possibility, I got some swampland here in Vegas to sell you. I'm not going to say, thus saith the Lord. I'm not saying they're going to do it. But it makes you begin to wonder, step by step, this is part of a conditioning process. And again, these drones are not just monitoring you. They are being equipped to take you out. Thousands, not hundreds, thousands and thousands of people have already been killed by drones equipped with weaponry from the sky right now. And that's just what's being reported. What else are you doing? And again, that's just drones in the sky. Chris, as you rightly stated, there's drones everywhere, and everywhere being militarized, right? Even down to, like you mentioned, that the freaky little drones coming after you. Well, those smaller drones are called MAVs, micro aerial vehicles, right? And these are little tiny drones, and they're not just miniaturizing them; they're also making them look like nature. They're mimicking nature. Like, see, you thought that was a bird? No, that's not a bird. You thought that was a lizard? No, that's not a lizard. You thought that was a fly? No, that's not a fly. You thought that was a spider? No, that's not a spider. You thought that was a kangaroo, a shark, a jellyfish? You name it. Every single one of those, we give actual video demonstrations from their own videos. We're not making this up. We didn't doctor it up at all, of how everyone, what I just mentioned, and a whole bunch more, is actual drone technology. And they're being equipped with weaponry. We even shared the Air Force's own video where a drone that looks like a fly literally goes into a person's apartment where they're trying to, quote, hide out. The guy doesn't even see it. It buzzes right above his head and literally takes the guy out. This is the Air Force's video. We're not making this up. Then we see how they're using artificial intelligence to get these devices to communicate with each other. And this is their words, not mine. They call it swarm technology. So now it's not just one fly that's a drone, not just one bird, not just one spider, but these things can, with artificial intelligence, communicate with each other to, quote, swarm their prey and take you out. So all this is not coming, folks. It's already here. And it's not just the United States. Virtually every country on the planet is working on this same kind of technology. In fact, they're basically saying, and listen, this is a direct quote, every country will have armed drones within 10 years. And that was a couple of years ago. So obviously it's less than that. So these things are all over the sky. They're being equipped. They're being miniaturized. They're being made to look like nature. You won't even know it's a armed drone ready to take you out, as creepy as that sounds. We even share one from DARPA. If people aren't familiar with DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. It's what that acronym stands for, DARPA. And they're the ones that, if you will, develop, I call the candy for the military. And one of the things they're developing on, we share the video on this, is a robot cheetah. And they demonstrate how fast things go. No human being will be able to outrun this thing when it comes your way. And it's crazy. Now, throw all that together. You got drones in the sky. And again, they're not just watching you. Everything on the ground, you can't run, you can't hide. It's controlling what you buy and sell. It's controlling your food supply. It's controlling your transportation system. It's monitoring you from the sky. But it's being equipped with weapons from the sky. You thought that was a bird, a bug, a fly, everywhere on the water, in the water, above the water, on the land. It's all being equipped, all there monitoring you, whether you recognize it as a drone or not. Now, I'm not making this up. We demonstrate this in great detail. How about if you throw in some Terminator robots to the mix? How's that sound? Well, it sounds creepy, but guess what? It's really going on. I'm not making it up, folks. Again, you talk about somebody's following a script, a Hollywood script, but they really are and have been for years, and not just the United States, but militaries around the world are making real live Terminator robots, armed to the teeth, just like in the movies, folks. In fact, it's being pitched as the new future soldier to replace existing soldiers. In fact, Robert Cohn, he said, and I quote, robots, they want to replace humans with robot soldiers. 1/4 of the U.S. combat soldiers will be replaced with robotic soldiers in just about another 10 years. That's the goal. And this is the military saying this. This is not some conspiracy theory. This is what they're saying. And listen to the rationale, right? They say, quote, unlike human soldiers, the robot soldiers have no fear. They don't whine. They don't cry or complain. They just do what they're told every single time. Also, they're cheaper, quote, training, feeding, and supplying humans while at war is pricey. And after soldiers leave the service, there's a lifetime of medical care to cover. In 2012, the benefits of serving and retired members of the military comprised of 1/4 of the Pentagon's budget request. Oh, well, that's interesting. And so maybe that's why you want to replace 1/4 of the human soldiers with robot soldiers, and that becomes your deadly decision to make this reality. And you're thinking, come on, they're not really that far. Well, again, back to DARPA. DARPA has been investing for years and years on these things called, and we expose this, they're called neuromorphic chips. And basically that's a fancy way of saying a brain cortex, a brain chip basically. And they say, quote, researchers today are putting those brain chips into drones, okay? And quote, thanks to the brain chip, the robot doesn't need a human to tell it what to do anymore. Quote, it can learn and act on its own, just like in the Terminator movies. In fact, we even show video clips, and we document it in the book as well, that folks, these things are fully automated right now. It's not coming. It's already here. They're walking. It's freaky. You got to check it out. And if you don't think that, folks, this is really going global, it already has. In fact, if you take a look at the global scene and the movers and shakers around the world, again, all this is being combined with AI. AI, artificial intelligence to control these drones, to give them these brain chips, if you will, but also AI to control it on a global basis. I don't even have time to get into the Skynet scenario, where right now NASA has teamed up with Verizon to control all the drones on a global basis. And they admit that they can do it with cell phone signals, hence Verizon's help, but also with radar and satellites. Well, wait a second. If you can control all the drones on the planet with satellites, then that means any country that has drones, anybody that has this technology, you could hijack and take over on a global basis. Folks, that's the Skynet scenario. And it's being built right now as we speak, at least what we know of, one scenario that's really happening. That's with NASA and Verizon. It's happening right now. Now, again, if you don't think that this is going to happen, it's already being put into play. It's to use their words, a whole new way of warfare is not coming, has already come to the planet. And they're basically the United States, Russia, China, you name it, even Israel, they're rushing to get to the top. In fact, recently, it's still in the headlines, folks. Check it out yourself. Vladimir Putin said, quote, the nation that leads in AI will be ruler of the world. Listen to what he said. Artificial intelligence is the future, not only for Russia, but for all mankind. Whoever becomes the leader in this sphere will become ruler of the world. And folks, this is really happening. It's really going on. That's why we entitled the book. Again, it just came out today. Drones, Artificial Intelligence, and the Coming Human Annihilation. You got to check it out, or check out our documentary that we did on it, 14 hours. You'll see nearly 180 video clips of evidence, and that documentary is entitled Attack of the Drones, Skynet is Coming. I encourage you to get it. And by the way, we don't copyright our media. So if you get the DVDs, hey, make a billion copies, get it out to people, who cares? It also, every single one of our videos has the gospel on it, so it's great for evangelization. Let people know that there's a way out of this mess, only one way out of this mess, and that's through Jesus Christ. And they need to take this serious because the time is getting short. Time is running out.
Amen, amen. And I just want to run down a few scenarios before we let you go here. Now, this is going to also be introduced with the 5G network. And the one term you need to look out for is what's called the First Responders 5G Secure Communications Network. The First Responders 5G Secure Communications Network. This is how they'll have the security grid. Now, as Pastor Billy said, you know, they have these killer robots coming out and all these other things. And Russia already has a sort of humanoid-looking robot on wheels. It doesn't look, you know, totally real, but it's there and it's weaponized. And then Britain has an automated drone, just like in the movie Stealth, and it's one of these big drones that can drop bombs and everything. Moving on from there, these humanoid robots are going to have synthetic skin, synthetic blood, and synthetic chromosomes, to where they can even have babies with humans. This is real, people. And also, what you have to talk about too is this is now the fourth industrial revolution and the new arms race. So we have to keep paying attention to this 5G network, because this is how everything is going to run. I just want to lay that out for everyone, because this is a very important topic. In the next 10 to 20 years, you're going to see stuff all over the place. And it's our kids, if you're old enough, it's our kids that are going to be have to deal with this. And the older folks, we already know what's coming, some of us anyway. But the kids, they're getting trained to be integrated with this technology. You talk about cryptocurrencies, that's going to be also infused with AI because of the blockchain. And I know we don't have time to go into all that, Pastor Billy, but I want to thank you for coming on. Everybody go to getalifemedia.com and get the DVD, get the book. I'm sure you'll not regret it.
Amen. Well, thanks, Chris. Thanks again for having me on.
And everyone out there, just remember to spread the gospel and don't let them burn.
We're learning more this morning about a near collision between a 50-seat passenger plane and a drone.
See, outside the military invasion of drones, the other area that most people are familiar with drone technology is actually in the private sector.
Well, when many of us think of drones, this is what comes to mind. High-tech machines used by the military in the war on terror. But what many don't realize, the same technology giving rise to military drones is being miniaturized.
Having said all that, there is a real fundamental value issue here. Do we want drones all over the place? Because some of them are going to be the size of mosquitoes.
And that's the problem. Maybe you shouldn't go this route. Maybe you're opening Pandora's box, or as the movies call it, Skynet. If we see anything in the media that they admit they're doing, like this robot shark, my general rule of thumb is this. We're actually 20 years behind the technology.
Was such a close call that federal officials say that the pilot actually believed that the plane had been hit.
This Christmas, drones being unwrapped today all across the country. So many, in fact, that this week the FAA launched a new drone safety campaign.
Verizon, the U.S.'s largest wireless telecom company, is developing technology with NASA to direct and monitor America's growing fleet of civilian and commercial drones.
Can you see it now? A pack of drones swirling above you, communicating with each other over Wi-Fi. Well, researchers from the Naval Postgraduate School in California are working on a project that would allow 24 drones to, quote, work together, behaving as one. Doesn't that sound awesome, Nick?
And it's not just small models, but bigger military-sized drones as well. Class enrollments up more than 1,000%. It's a generational shift here at Embry-Riddle, which has taught traditional piloting since 1926. Now, in just 3 years, its unmanned aviation major has grown from 11 students to more than 200.
Drones are going to be everywhere, above, below, on the ground, in the water, whether you recognize them as drones or not. And the weaponry they're giving them has the capability, as you just saw, to chase you down even around corners, just like a guided missile, until it takes you out every single time.
Now, here's a quote. This is the first AI system of that quality that has successfully completed the test and has been passed on to the client. The technology is being readied for installation on real-life robotic systems, both civilian and in the military, including unmanned aerial vehicles. Dear God, it's actually happening.
With artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know all those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure you can control the demon? Didn't work out.
Here's the answer. Stop building this stuff, okay?
Fans of the movie The Avengers may remember a flying aircraft carrier. Now, officials from the United States Military's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, have expressed interest in developing their own flying aircraft carrier that can launch a fleet of drones.
Folks, this is the foundation of a Skynet scenario. We are watching it being formed before our very eyes. I mean, we don't have those humanoid robots coming anytime soon, do we? Yes, we do.
But there are many precursors to what we call killer robots. The U.S., for example, is testing the X-47B, which is a subsonic super drone, as it is called.
An unmistakable target. Someone forgot to delete this comment before our camera captures it. Blow this up, it says. Go off base, and that is precisely the type of humor that is not appreciated.
I did talk to Larry Page when Google first started, because I was really perplexed about why would anybody make a new search engine when we had AltaVista, which was the current search engine. It seemed good enough. And he said, oh, it's not to make a search engine, it's to make an AI.
The primitive forms of artificial intelligence we already had proved very useful. But I think the development of full artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race.
I believe that humanity is on the cusp of the most important technological, societal revolution that's ever occurred. And that's when we got to the point where the machines that we build outpace us in every respect.
Is AI, artificial intelligence, real? Who's pushing for it? How long have they been working on it? And who's behind it and paying for it?
I don't mean that they're better calculators. I don't mean that they're better at searching. I mean everything. And I think that we're very close.
Elon Musk and Stephen Hawking are among some of the scientists who have signed a letter urging researchers to calm down with artificial intelligence. They argue that artificial intelligence, and specifically autonomous weapons, could lead to the destruction of society as a whole.
Folks, this is the foundation of a Skynet scenario. We are watching it being formed before our very eyes.
The United Nations began an unusual meeting today in Geneva, a discussion about killer robots. And even though they don't exist yet, the technology for lethal autonomous weapon systems are certainly headed in that direction.
And so that's the question. Are we getting close to developing a true artificial intelligence that can actually hijack this new killer global drone technology on the whole planet and create a real live Skynet scenario? Yes.
Once humans develop artificial intelligence, it would take off on its own and redesign itself at an ever-increasing rate.
If you like our videos, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and the notification bell to get all our frequent updates.